Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
It's the Luke and Pete Show. Grab yourself a Foster's Ice and let's get down to it. How you doing? You all right?
Yeah, I wasn't expecting that.
No.
Can you still get it? Can you still find it?
I doubt it, to be honest. It was a failed experiment, I think.
Well, if you can, it's probably available from Beer 52.
What? Beer 52 have like a section of underwhelming lagers? I don't know. They'll be back.
Just in case.
They're sluts.
Oh, we love you. We love you, PD. Check you every day on MTV.
Yeah. Is that acceptable? You were back in the room. The last two we were recorded, the last three we recorded.
Yeah.
We both were in different time zones, different times. Which actually leads me on to my first point.
I was in Vermont. You were in the mid-80s.
With my opinions. quite hilariously, not hilariously, it's a tragedy. And it's a tragedy that happened about 5 hours ago. The big eruption of that New Zealand volcano.
Yes, I saw that. It's just breaking news this morning. Very, very sad.
Some of the YouTube comments on the video.
Oh, God.
How come it says that it erupted at 2 p.m. Monday afternoon when I am watching this at 11 a.m.? So, because you live in America, you mental.
And can we also please, and this is going to fall on deaf ears,
right,
but can we please wait at least until those poor people's bodies are cold,
yes,
before we start rumbling about conspiracy theories?
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Yeah, because that is absolutely outrageous.
And
I'll tell you something now. I've said it to the listeners before, and I'm going to say it to you again now. That YouTube premium account is the worst thing that's ever happened to you. Because you now don't do anything other than watch YouTube.
Honestly, it has been
so... Like a 14-year-old girl.
It's been so destructive. All it is, lockpicks. People taking apart cheap Chinese electronics. What happened to Mass Effect Andromeda? Why China got rid of the one-child policy?
I mean, Jack Dean comes in here and you're starstruck.
Trying overnight capsule hotel train in Russia.
Yeah. It's problematic, I think.
Why?
And I also, for people who like to have, and they think it's a myth, but it's not a myth. It's absolutely exactly how you are. Mm. For people who like the Pete legend to be further burnished.
Yeah.
When I walked into the other office this morning, what were you doing?
I was putting together a computer.
Yes. Why were you doing that
and
in the office?
I had my thermal piss. Because, quite frankly, and they can hear this, our engineers are liabilities.
Right, so you're...
So I'm thinking I should educate myself.
You've taken it upon yourself to play around with hardware in the office.
Well, that sounds like... Sounds like somebody read out in court.
And then you're doing a computer. No, but I just don't think... And correct me if I'm wrong, and you can scream at me and shout me down, rest of it. I don't know if I ever thought I'd be working in the same office as someone or own a business with someone who, when I walk in the morning, is like...
Tinkering away with
the inside of a computer. For me, as a kid growing up, the inside of a computer was a sacred place. Buy it from the shop, plug it in.
If it doesn't work, take it down the repair shop and go, what's wrong? That's how they make their money.
So what were you doing specifically for the heads?
For the heads.
It was a deep cut for the heads.
Well, I couldn't... we've got a computer that's misfiring and there's some ill communication. Beastie Boy style,
yeah,
with the compressor that we use that puts all our voices together and makes it sound nice. The compressor seems fine, but the computer seems to be misfiring. There seems to be a problem with... I'm going to put it down to the FireWire card that we've got in there, which is quite an outdated, antiquated way of communicating with a computer.
Right.
So I thought, I've got a computer at home that I'm not using, and it's quite nippy. It's quite quick. I was going to sell all the bits on eBay, but I thought, you know what? I'm going to donate it to the studio... but it needs to be in a box and it needs to be put together again. Right. So I got my Gorilla thermal paste out and I built, or I'm building, a computer.
Nice.
For the office.
Is that what you're going to do for the rest of the afternoon?
I know, because I'm missing the actual box itself, a hard drive, and also a cooling system. So
you're going to purchase those?
Already done so, baby. Oh, nice.
You will
so.
Not invoice us for those.
Then I.
Speaking of ill communication, not the best Beastie Boys record, but it has got Sabotage and Sure Shot on it. Those songs are both on the same album. And if you're interested in sort of quite out there, but nevertheless very successful cover versions,
right?
Cancer Bat's cover of Sabotage is very good. It's like a heavy metal version of it.
It's pretty heavy metal to start with, isn't it? I think the excitement of seeing them perform that with guitars in their hands is very exciting. Because obviously they started off as a punk band, so they can obviously play their instruments. But I think back in the day, you had a quite limited idea about what a rap trio could actually do.
And you've seen them, the kids.
Oh, they can actually play.
You've seen them rapping.
I've seen them rapping. I was hanging out with Lethal Bizzle last week. Oh my God, I was hanging out with... Motor racing driver Nico Rosberg on Friday doing the same show.
Where's this come from?
Doing the same show. He is so money.
I think he's from a very wealthy family anyway, isn't he?
Well, his dad was a Formula One champion of something or other. But he grew up in Monaco via Finland and Germany and all those places. But you know, when you just meet somebody, like, we would never have met otherwise.
He's doing this thing that you were doing with Lethal Bizzle the week before.
Yeah, playing a video
game. What kind of show is this?
It's so weird.
So when we've got Lethal Bizzle. Then we've got Nico. Sorry, you've got what? How is this related?
It was Nico Rosberg going toe to toe with a. I think he's from. No, he's not from Birmingham. He's from Guildford, I think. A Guildford-based driving YouTuber. He makes his money doing driving YouTubes, and he was very.
Is he good?
He was a very timid boy, and Nico Rosberg is an excellent presenter. He was like moving everything along really quickly,
right?
And they introduced another guy.
People forget you were there.
Honestly, I was like, Nico, you can take this, mate. He was brilliant. He's fantastic. He's so comfortable in his own body. He's so cool.
Does he want
cool.
to do a podcast?
Well, he's only doing a podcast, and I actually try to chat him up, sort of going, do you want to... He's interviewing people like... who's a fellow who's in Basic Instinct and Falling Down?
Michael Douglas.
That was his last interviewee.
God, but I was he has money, this guy.
Yeah, I was going, so how's the podcast going? He's going, yeah, we are having trouble with I think I'm probably going to do it on Skype now. It's taking too long. And he's so wonderful.
So he's German as well?
Yeah, that was his nationality, official nationality, I think. But he was, he was very camp, it was so enjoyable to listen to.
But he sounds a bit like
he did have a very
Daniel Farker.
We have a mutual friend who values people who are, I guess, comfortable in their own skin, but he does like a strong handshake. And I said, unfortunately, Nico Rosberg's handshake was not all there for me, to be honest. No. He needed a bit more bite.
And you
to
would
it.
Know. Have you tried to work on your handshake?
My handshake's fine. I'm more than comfortable. People who think that it's important to crush people's hands.
No, I don't.
Pathetic.
I think there's a balance. I think there are some parameters. I think you don't want to be giving people a lettuce leaf, but you also don't want to be giving them the Hulk Hogan either. You want to be giving them in between. Shake my hand, I'll show you. That's fine. You've changed yours.
That's fine.
You've changed
yours. That's fine. You have very soft hands.
Yeah, I have.
What have you been up to?
You used to be a lot more lettuce leafy than that.
Nah, I don't think it's important. I try and make people kiss my hand.
You got powdery hands.
Yeah.
What is important to you in first impressions then, if it's not a handshake?
Just be a nice boy. Just be a nice boy. Don't worry about it. You don't have to dominate the first time that you meet someone. I think it's pathetic, that kind of behaviour.
Yeah, but you don't also...
Hi, how's it going? Yeah, great. I'm Pete. I'm in finance. Deal with it.
Yeah, but at the moment you are, hi, I'm Pete, sorry about that.
that's me. Hi, I'm Pete, sorry about that, I've just got thermal paste on your dress, sorry.
Sorry for making you meet me in a situation in your own home where I'm giving you £1,000. That's all my fault. I think
that's
it's
why
a balance
for
to
the
be struck.
Lottery. Sorry about this, here's a big check.
Oh, I think Jeff Brazier does that.
He does a load of stuff. He's
Jeff Brazier was
again another capable presenter that you wouldn't came out of left field.
Scheduled to be on my TalkSport show a while back, but right. he didn't actually make it in the end. But I think our paths may cross at some point.
Brazier.
If he thinks he's getting in that big chair, he's got another thing coming.
Are you in the big chair?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I'm not classically trained like him though, so maybe they'll bump me. But see, first impressions to you are just sort of be normal, be a nice boy.
Just be a nice boy. You don't have anything to prove. Don't worry about it.
Do you get awkward? So do you think about when you're, say, you're meeting someone for the first time? So say you're going to go meet, say we're going to have a meeting or whatever, and it's people you haven't met before, and it's a man and a woman. You kind of get into kind of knots in your mind about how to greet both of them.
I was...
And then remember their names and all the rest of it.
I was hanging out with a Practical Action, the charity that I work with, to round off some work from a radio station. And I was at the Thames Barrier with a woman who's from Darfur, and they were talking about how the... How Practical Action working on the ground in Darfur, helping with irrigation and crops. And obviously the Civil War was all about the pastoralists and the agriculturists facing off with dwindling resources due to climate change. And this woman, I'm always doing, who's the boss of Canada?
Who's the Justin boss of Trudeau? Justin Trudeau, yeah. I don't think that's his official title.
He's a carbon copy kind of carbon example of how to greet Muslim women, like hand on the chest, like don't go to shake the hand sort of thing.
Is that what you're supposed to do?
Especially if they're wearing...
I didn't know that.
If they're outwardly like wearing a headscarf or a niqab or something.
How would you inwardly wear a headscarf?
I don't... In your mouth. Put it in your mouth. Put it behind your eyelids.
Yeah, but carry on.
So I was really careful to sort of like not shake the hand and just do the hand thing.
Did she give you a big hug?
And then at the end, she hugged everyone. I was like, oh, I was so careful earlier on. I was trying to be so respectful.
Pete, what is the custom when you meet someone from Japan? Is that similar or is that a myth that you're not supposed to shake hands?
I think in 2019, everyone just shakes hands.
I thought there was a big thing about that, though.
Like nodding, yeah. Yeah, well, I mean, give them a bow. When I said bow there, I was thinking, how do you pronounce David Bowie? Because I was going to get it right. I was like, he's never bow, he's Bowie.
Yeah.
But yeah, give him a bow. And if they're still smiling, give them a shake of the hand. But okay. Sometimes they really shake the hand for ages. They're not really sure how long to go for. I find.
Okay, right.
Very small.
I did a bit of a Donny yesterday.
Uh-oh.
I had a Chinese buffet.
Yes! Yeah. Come on!
First Chinese buffet I've ever had on a Sunday in my
succulent,
entire life.
Succulent.
A succulent out Chinese meal. It's fine, yeah. It's my dad's birthday.
Mm.
And so we said, oh, look, you know, we'll take it for lunch. Mm. Where do you want to go? And he said, I want to go to this Chinese buffet.
Yes!
A bit left field. But I was like, okay, fine. So we went there. It was great. I had a lovely time.
There are several levels of Chinese buffet. The one that we had before our Lowry Football Ramble show.
That's Korean.
Had.
Oh, no, I didn't go to that one.
Yeah, no. It was me, Marcus, and Sam. Marcus mainly ate chips. He's not known for his extravagance when it comes to food. But it was actually a really good Chinese buffet in that you had ones that you don't normally see, like prawn toast in there.
Yeah, this one.
You had a lot of quite expansive meat options as well, because sometimes it's just sweet and sour chicken if you're lucky, a spare rib. But this one had loads of different dishes.
You're talking
about
Mr. Wu's here, aren't you?
Mr. Wu's.
Which is terrible.
Yeah, in town.
The one I had sesame toast, I had Kung Po prawn.
Nice.
Big chunky
prawn.
King prawns in there.
That's rare for one of those. They might have been sat out for a while.
Full dessert dish thing as well.
Mm. What are the desserts though? Just fruit British. Salad and cake.
No, British, yeah, cake and
cake
like
and fruit salad.
Ice cream, yeah. But anyway, I had a lovely time and I don't feel too bad today. I was worried that I tried not to eat too much because I've been to the US for Thanksgiving. That's quite a heavy time in terms of food. And I'm trying to sort of relax it before Christmas. Mm. So I didn't go too heavy. I was worried the salt was going to give me almost like a food hangover today, but I actually feel okay.
Well, I thought I was going to have a hangover today because I visited Marcus' church to do the carol singing. I like doing that.
Did you do any singing?
I had too many. Well, before I used to do the singing. Well, not carol singing like a roundabout, but it was a carol service.
Yeah, sure. I understand.
I had 3 glasses of mulled wine. Oh, bloody.
Yeah, it's good.
It's delicious. But yeah, I used to have a rule of not singing songs about God because I thought it was disrespectful to the people who are in church. But then I thought, just get over yourself because you're just making it worse if you don't sing.
Are you able to sing in between saying sorry so much? Would you think you'd be disrespectful?
You're in church, it's a perfect time to do it.
You'd be disrespectful to Christians by singing songs. Why?
Well, because it's not your God, you don't believe in it. And it would just be, if you're singing the songs, it means nothing.
What God do you believe in?
Money.
Yeah.
The god of thermal paste. Pasty John, his name is.
Pasty
John, he's completely silver. Yeah. Imagine a normal sized man, but he's got a big old beer belly and he looks like a computer geek. And he's got like a little neck beard, but his entirety of his skin is just coated in a thin layer. And only a thin layer, because it's important to keep it thin. A thin layer of thermal paste.
You just imagine a new sitcom coming to Netflix, only on Netflix.
Greasy John.
Presented by Pete Donaldson.
But Yeah, and then I went
Did you
home.
Go in there? Did you go into the carol service and go, I think you'll find there's actually no empirical evidence for a God. And I'd actually call myself an anti-theist rather than an atheist. And the extraordinary claims do really require extraordinary evidence. Thanks, everyone. Yeah, I will have another glass of wine. Jesus didn't mind that, did he?
Good night.
But really, though, it is a series of myths written by a man in the Iron Age.
They did.
Did you do that?
I didn't know any of that. They had a little photo booth thing where you could sit down with baby Jesus, so you could sit in the nativity scene and take a picture. But the cutout characters that were behind you were Marilyn Monroe, Elvis, and the Queen. I've no idea why. Okay, it was really confusing.
This wasn't a church. And we're going to have a chat.
I think that they're so progressive. They had a black baby Jesus.
Yeah,
progressive for British denominational church, and they had the three, a king, a queen, and weirdly enough, Marilyn Monroe. I've no idea why.
Wow,
it was
answers,
fun. Lots of fun
on
though.
The postcard. Hello at lukeandpetshow.com. I do love a carol service. I went to one at Southwark Cathedral a few years ago. I did some volunteering for Marie Curie Cancer Care, and while the volunteering.
Are you trying to one up my charity work? Are you trying to me talking about my charity work?
Well, you know,
I get in on there.
I don't like to talk about it, but it's.
Did you take
contextual.
A Muslim woman from Darfur to the Thames Barrier? I don't think so.
I've been told about that.
It was a bit weird. Yeah. Look at this massive government infrastructure project that's safeguarded London.
Yeah.
You don't have that in Darfur, do you?
What you want to do? Get yourself one of them. All right, see you later. No, I did. I was at.
They do excellent work.
One of the Marie Curie. Sort of events that had to be volunteered for was the Christmas Carol concert at Southwark Cathedral, which is an absolute touch because you go there, obviously you're volunteering, but all we had to do was show people to their seats in this particular one and watch the carol concert. And theirs is really good because I don't know if it's still the case because this is a few years ago now, but they used to get genuinely good people on there. Mm. So it was hosted by John Coleshaw.
Nice.
He's a bit weird. And they...
He chatted up a friend of mine.
Yeah.
I've got DMs.
I've got some similar stories.
Oh.
Did
you do it in characters?
About him, not me. Yeah. No, but this is the
Hello,
thing.
Hello, it's Brad Pitt on the phone. Is this John Coleshaw again? Yes, it is.
This is the thing, right? Do you remember, Luke Kempner?
Yes.
He's done a Fantasy Five-a-Side on Football Ramble Daily. Mm. I've done some work with him on the radio as well. Lovely fella. And he's like one of these younger generations of impressionists. And he said it's quite interesting because people expect impressionists to all be a bit weird because the older generation, they kind of have a kind of personality tick, but they've got to the point where they can only communicate by doing impressions.
Yeah.
So if you're just sat around having a nice time, having a beer or whatever, they'll go, nice beer, isn't it?
Imagine if Tony Blair was having a nice beer.
Yeah, that's what they said. They go, I wonder if Donald Trump would love this beer. And then just do a Donald Trump. Well, Luke Kempner was saying that, like, obviously he doesn't do that, but John Coleshaw was very much doing that.
Right.
Anyway,
yeah.
But the other people, they had like the Saturdays performed a song there.
Oh.
I'm probably wrong on this, but I want to say a big pop artist, someone like One Direction, probably not them. And this is when they first started, but one of those kind of ones. It was
Marie Curie's a big boy charity, aren't they?
Like, yes, they are. And my point was going to be, before I rambled about it for no reason for 10 minutes, that you don't have to be religious to enjoy a good carol concert.
No, exactly.
Mm. Anyway, that's that.
Does the government
match
fund Marie Curie? Just saying, practical action till March the 9th. Every pound that goes in will be matched by the UK government and that money will be going into the projects in Darfur. So
until March the 9th?
Practicalaction.org.
Yeah, until this Thursday probably.
Yeah, they'll probably change it.
Yeah. All right, let's have an ad break and then we'll do some emails when we come back.
Don't like to talk about charity work.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember. Yeah,
you do your research, Kate, man.
man, I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would say something like, have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
First step is to find the right position for you. Put your hands down and lower your chest to the ground. Just do that and pretend that you're holding poop in, and it should sound a lot like this.
Yeah, you won't get the excellent production quality of this because our producer Katie's
on holiday.
Katie's in Madrid, but you will get that.
Yeah, and I had a thought to myself after we did the Vermont episode that it wouldn't it be amazing to get all the jingle people
right
in one room together. So the fart guy.
Pantry muff lady.
Farmer Meemaw. The fart boy. Succulent Chinese meal. Julian Assange.
It's perfect. Julian Assange feeds the food to the fart man.
Don't get me wrong. That guy as well.
Don't get me wrong. The camel urine.
Yeah.
So he could drink camel urine. He could eat a succulent Chinese meal, which as we know doesn't make you blow off if you err on the side of meat and the ribs and stuff. Do a fart. And kill the moths with the fart. The boy links it together.
It would just be an absolutely chaotic room.
It would be like Suicide Squad. There'd be too much exposition. You'd have to explain where these people came from.
Speaking of Suicide Squad, did you see Jared?
Don't get me wrong.
Jared Leto getting annoyed that he wasn't listed in some random guy's top five Jokers.
No. He is a funny onion.
Is he a funny old fish?
He's a funny old fish. I've never met him, but I've seen him getting interviewed by people I know, and they never have a nice time with him.
He's done quite a lot. He's done music and everything as well. Mm.
Well, he sort of talks about how like he's in incredible shape, and he's a man of advancing years. And he's
not that old, is he?
He's in his 40s, isn't he?
Must be, yeah.
And he's still in an emo band.
He's 47, apparently.
He's 47.
Oh, yeah.
He's in incredible shape, and he basically say, "I said, how do you get in such incredible shape?" And he's like, "I don't do any working out, but I when I rock out and I do my shows, it's that's how I get in such great shape." And it's like, "You do crunches for days, you bellend. Come on,
yeah. There's no way you're getting in that kind of nick, by running around the stage for a couple of hours.
No, exactly, rubbish.
Otherwise, you'd be in that nick after the Ramble Live tour.
I know."
Yeah,
that's all that gave me was a bad back.
There was a bit of time, wasn't there, a few years ago when you were in quite decent shape.
Mm. Yeah, I've just stopped. Do
you remember that? When was that? What were you doing?
I think I was just going to the gym every day. But I've retained the top half, just the belly lets you down, isn't it?
Mm.
I like the beer.
Yeah.
I like the lager.
I've never really been in good shape since I was about 21.
Mm.
Just how it goes. Anyway, hello@lukeandpeteshow.com is the email address to get in touch with us.
Too many Foster's Ice.
We love hearing from you. If you're having open a Foster's Ice.
Crack open a foamy Foster's Ice.
And listen to this this email section. I've got one here from Craig from Durham, and I quite like it.
All right, baby.
He says, I was listening to one of your shows where you were talking about the big breakfast. Mm. And it reminded me of a funny story. There was a family in our village, and the uncle did something very naughty. And as a result, his family and house were targeted by the villagers, and they ended up needing to move out of the area under witness protection.
Oh, dear.
Or police protection, whatever it is.
That's very naughty.
Nobody knew where they went until one day, we were all going through our morning routine of watching the big breakfast before school, and it cut to a live feature in some random village, and we were all shocked to see the whole family, minus the uncle who was in prison, standing in the crowd, waving with the name of their new top secret location splashed on the screen below.
Oh, no.
And Richard Bacon saying, "Hi, welcome to wherever." I'm not sure if anything had come of this, but I'm sure you will agree it's a rookie mistake, and I bet the police were not happy with them. Imagine that's page one stuff. If you're being moved to another town for your own protection, don't go on live TV.
Don't go on live TV.
Very good. That's just one of the things that Big Breakfast was good for.
Exactly. It was a good show. Hello to Hannah. Yo. Hello, Pete. I have a Christmas party story.
Always welcome.
We've got our Staccano Christmas party on Saturday, aren't we?
Yeah.
I'm going to find a photocopier and...
Do your bum.
Copy my bum.
Yeah. Would you try and get the sort of back of the ball sack as well?
It's never... I'd try and spread out as much as I can.
Yeah.
So that my innards are photographed.
Yeah.
Or at least get a bit. They're doing that now, aren't they, with yoga? They're spreading their arse cheeks apart and letting the sun get in there, down their anal canal.
That is pseudoscience at best.
It does not. It just reminds me of when a gay couple were experimenting in the worst kind of way. They wanted to know what it felt like to have like a lot of cement up their bum, one of the partner's bums.
Why would you want to know that?
Filled the arse full of cement. But the problem is, it doesn't harden really because it's just, you know, it just never dries because it's your arse. But it does dry out the lining of your arse. And also, cement is highly alkali, so it ruined this guy's arse.
This going
you
in?
Can't complain.
This is standing, is it?
What? The man putting cement up his bum.
This is rock bottom.
This is literal rock bottom.
That's what I'm saying. Hey. There we go. Sometimes I do a joke that not even you get,
Donny. No, I'm bad at that recently. I'm having a terrible time.
Go on.
Just I might just write the edit point down there. Just to see how we go. Yes.
Redacted.
He says, I have a Christmas party story. Not sure if it's entertaining enough, but at least it's true. If you read it out, please leave out my surname. Again, another edit point for Petey. Jesus Christ.
And you can't say that because you've been to church this week.
Please come back. Okay. A couple of Christmases ago, in my first year in teaching and at the time living in Maidstone, Kent. Edit name. Yes, first year of teaching and living in Maidstone, Kent, I was at the whole school Christmas party in a very gritty pub. And whilst I was in the ladies' toilet, I noticed a positive pregnancy test on the floor of the cubicle.
Wow.
That's a story, isn't it?
They're doing it in a pub.
I know. I was a little drunk and declared to the rest of my female co-workers who were waiting that it was not my pregnancy test. Having known these women for less than 3 months, and then only in a professional capacity, they're a little bit taken aback. I thought nothing of it until later at night when a co-worker suggested that I didn't drink anymore. I thought I was being told off for generally embarrassing myself rather than drinking during pregnancy. After a confused conversation, I declared to the room, i.e. all of the teachers in the school, that I was not in fact pregnant and the toilets of this particular establishment were not where I would plan on finding out that fact. I didn't consider until the next morning that the actual owner of the test was likely to be in the room. Anyway, it was the icebreaker, which meant every teacher in the school knew who I was, and it was something that embarrassed me for the following year and a half I worked there. Cheers, lads, and Merry Christmas. Thank you for that, Hannah.
You can probably use that phrase about a lot of things that are problematic, though. Anyway, what? From that point on, everyone knew who I was.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, make a statement.
I mean, you
could
say that about Harold Shipman, couldn't you? It's true. It's not a good thing, though, is it?
Make a statement without saying a word.
What's the weirdest thing you've seen in the pub?
Ooh. What is the weirdest thing I've ever seen in the pub?
Donny without a beer in his hand. Hey. Bit weird, isn't it?
Oh, I saw a man piss himself. Yes.
Why do I...
Christmas party.
Why
angel.
Do I get myself into these positions where you can answer questions like
I was in a bar. I was trying to watch the... top of the... You know I love spending a pound note. Top of the... top of Angel. Top of Upper Street. Trying to get into a pub that was doing the Joshua fight.
Oh, the big one on the right-hand side with the upstairs.
The one that's right next to the station.
Yeah.
Hyburn Islington Station.
Yeah. Hyburn Islington or Upper Street?
Sorry, at the end of Upper Street.
Oh, sorry, I'm thinking the other end of Angel.
Yeah.
Hang on, because this is important. So
it's not. Next to Hyburn Islington, the closest pub.
Oh, the famous cock?
Yes.
Yeah,
nice. They were doing 20 quid to get in to watch the Joshua fight.
Yes, that used to be
20 quid.
That used to be illegal. They used to have to say you can. So it's 10 quid to get in and you get your first two drinks free.
Right,
so that's the way of them getting around the fact that they can't have a ticket at events because it doesn't work their license.
Yes.
So they can just do that now, can they?
Maybe they can, maybe they can't.
That's Tory Britain for you. You're welcome to it. You're welcome to it.
So I didn't get there, so I went down the road. I was trying to get it on my phone.
This is nowhere near where you live. What are you doing up here?
I just met my mate Al.
All right, carry on.
I mean, we could have sat in the... I said we could have sat in the office and just sink the beers we got from B52 that are burning a hole in my fridge, quite frankly.
I mean, that's depressed me, that.
What do you mean?
Thinking of you and Al on your own in the office on a Saturday night drinking three beers, watching the boxing. Oh, getting a bit boozy and try to have a fight yourself. All of a sudden, I'm working on a Monday. There's blood all over the floor. We've been there before, Donaldson. We've been there before.
And so we couldn't get in there. So we're like, I walked down a little bit away. And then we sat in this bar and there was some kind of music going on down the end. And it was a Christmas party going on.
This is getting worse.
And a lad got thrown out, Santa hat on, with a sizable amount of piss.
No, the water just splashed from the sink. I was just washing my hands.
It was getting bigger.
Oh, God.
That's the best thing. But he was still, you know, he was still with us, you know, still caught up with us, and he's still like kind of walking around.
How old?
He couldn't have been older than 26.
That's not that bad.
Yeah, but it was a big old.
If he was like 60 and his tie around his head, that'd be worse.
Can I just say,
the idea of, so let's just get this right for everyone listening. You've gone out with Al, just the two of you, gone somewhere to watch the boxing, you couldn't find anywhere, you thought about coming to the office on your own on a Saturday night, you didn't do that, and then you ended up spending time with someone who pissed themselves.
I didn't spend time, he was getting thrown out by the bouncer because he pissed himself.
That is the most depressing thing, prospect, since when you and I went to the Chelsea-Newcastle game together. And you very touchingly, and I did appreciate it, asked me if I wanted to go for a drink with you afterwards. And I said, oh, right, what are you doing? And you said, I'm going back to my flat and Al's going to meet me and we're going to open some tins.
No wrong with that. Cans, lads.
Yeah, but there's loads of pubs to go to.
Well, there is, yeah. But I mean, sometimes you just want a bit of alone time with your friend. Don't you? But,
so when did you eventually watch the game?
Well, then I didn't manage to do it in the end. And then a man that I knew, I just saw him. I was like, Sven. And he said, all right, Pete, I'm doing a gig at the garage, obviously near Highbury, isn't it, with a load of Japanese musicians who are just going to be playing an entire set of music from Sonic the Hedgehog.
Fucking hell, has anything been more Dawson than that?
And I was like, this has been a wild night.
Did you go?
No.
You absolute idiot. Why didn't you go to that?
It was on at like 6. I wouldn't have made it. I wouldn't have made it up to see.
Just imagine it. You walk into the venue, get yourself a plastic canister, what would you call it? A plastic
canister.
Cup full of beer.
Canister of beer.
And you get your little position and.
That's Janet Jackson.
Yeah, she got busted for it. Plagiarising it.
Really?
Yeah.
What? Michael Jackson did the music for Sonic 3, I think.
Janet Jackson basically ripped off that.
Was that part of the
Everywhere
reparations?
I go, every smile
really?
I see. Yeah, it's exactly the same.
Sonic
anyway.
Hedgehog Night. Was it Night Music? Night music.
Find it. And while you're doing that, I'll find you Janet Jackson's Sonic the Hedgehog and I'll play it so people can hear it for themselves.
Oh, cool.
You're going to have to fill the time because I haven't prepared
it. Sonic the Hedgehog 1 Music. I'm going to search for music. All of the tunes, the original soundtrack,
ready?
OST. All
ready?
Right, cool. Yeah.
It's just a 30-second thing. Everywhere I go, every smile I see.
Yeah.
Smiling back at me.
Oh my God! That's amazing!
See?
That's fantastic.
I believe she got busted for
Very
it.
Similar.
Yeah. There you go. What about that? On that bombshell. What's this?
It's the Starlight Zone, third level.
Jacko wrote this?
No. He wrote some later ones from Sonic 3. It's quite mournful.
Do you know what this takes me back, actually? Takes me back. Do you remember the stage where you had to get the water bubbles, the air bubbles underwater?
Yes.
That was good. That's stressful. Very good. Anyway, let's get out of it. We're back on Thursday, the 12th of December, for some more chat. Thursday, the 12th of December.
Last time on Dragon Ball Z.
Thank you very much. is election day, so maybe we'll have a little chat about that
no.
as well. Thanks very much for listening. It's Luke and Pete Show. Give us a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your pods. Email us on hello@lukeandpeteshow.com. Have a great week. We'll see you on Thursday. Say goodbye, Peter.
Elect me.
This was a Stakhanov production.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that? I can't even remember.
Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously,
man. Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would think of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.